previewing Sioux Central softball here on the StormLakeRadio.com Coach's Corner with Rebels coach Dave Riley. And Dave, some great momentum some of these girls are carrying into the start of the season, fresh off state track. I know Kenzie Cuny, a state champion, and also the girls finishing fifth in Class 1A, a good time over the weekend.
Yeah, boy, they had a really good turnout down the state down there, Ryan. They did a very nice job, very impressive.
And now softball is upon us, and with the end of last season finishing over 500, things came together well, and a lot of girls back. Certainly have to be optimistic about the year.
But yes, it is. We're really looking forward to this year. You know, everybody back. We didn't lose anybody last year, so we're pretty excited. Things are looking up. Preseason's been going very well for us. So,
well, let's have you give us some names, the players that will be in the mix this year.
Oh, well, naturally we're going to have Lene Shiley pitching, and we'll probably have Michaela Lanza's backing her up there a little bit, and we'll have Paige Bennett back at catcher, and Brooke Sharn back at Nicole Sharn back at shortstop, and then we'll have probably, right now it's looking like Michaela Lanzas will be playing first base also, and we'll have Sarah Edie on second, and Jenny Sievers will be back on third, so, and we'll have Dharma Tripp, she'll be out in center field again, and everything's going to be pretty much the same. We'll have Jill Feinlander out in left, and don't know if McKenzie's going to be out this year, so we'll have to figure something out in right field there, so, and it's looking right now like, oh, it could probably be Dharma's twin sister, Demi, maybe, or maybe even Lexi Geisinger there. So,
all right. Well, the nucleus is back, though, and that includes,
yeah,
as you said, Lene Shiley pitching. What a strong year for you last year. What kind of season do you expect from her this year?
Oh, I don't expect anything less than we had last year, right? She finished very strong last year for us and did a great job for us last year. So she's pretty excited about this year and pretty pumped up. So it's going to be very exciting and very interesting.
And having Jenna Feline back helping you out, the star pitcher she is at BVU, and, of course, Newell Fonda for several years, having her to help Lene out's got to be priceless.
Oh, boy, it is, I tell you. It's a great thing to have, I'll tell you, Ryan. It's a great asset. Jenna's been a great help to the team.
Well, you said, as we said, pretty much all the players back from last year, and you said things are looking good in the preseason. Lene back pitching, that'll be a strength for you. What are some other strong points you feel the Rebel softball team is having this year?
Oh, like you said, everybody back, Ryan, it makes a great difference there. You know, and a lot of experience. A lot of those girls got a lot of varsity experience last year. So, and we've got some upcoming freshmen that are really going to add to the program. So, it'll be really interesting. I think our bats will come back strong. You know, a lot of experience there. So, I think we're going to do pretty well. A lot of experience on the defensive side there. So, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're really looking forward to it.
Well, there's going to be some stingy competition within your league, but I'm sure you feel like you can hold your own in the Twin Lakes.
Well, we think we can. It's going to be very interesting, so we're looking forward to them. We're looking forward to every game we have to play this year.
And that first game is tonight on Tuesday, May 26th, as you head over to West Bend Mallard. Sioux Central softball coach Dave Riley, thanks to you for the time and best of luck all season long.
You bet, Ryan. Thank you very much.